Since March of last year, about 19,000 people in Slo County have tested positive for the coronavirus, and around 200 people locally have died due to the pandemic. KCBX's Angel Russell reports.
On March 14, 2020, Slo County reported the first confirmed case of the coronavirus. The next day, South County resident Aurelis Cornelius became the second confirmed case and her husband the third.
It was shocking and I didn't know what to expect.
Aurelis has significant underlying health conditions and was also recovering from a recent brain surgery. The week before she and her husband tested positive, they were in Los Angeles at UCLA Hospital for a checkup. That's where they believe they contracted the virus.
We thought, are we going to die from this? What's going to happen? What's going to happen to our kids?
The family had to quarantine for a month. Aurelis says she struggled the most.
At one point, I had to go to the hospital. I remember being the first one to go with the coronavirus to the hospital.
To make matters worse, panic buying meant lots of grocery store shelves were empty.
I remember we logging on to Instacart and they said they couldn't deliver anything to us because there was nothing to buy at the stores.
But Aurelis says the community stepped up in ways she could not have imagined. Neighbors shopped and dropped off food for them, and despite the isolation, the family found ways to pass the time. Their daughter Kenzie channeled her energy into music.
Can you help me find myself? 'Cause hide and seek ain't working.
I missed my friends and a lot of activities that we used to do and things like that because I couldn't talk to anybody and stuff or like what I was feeling, so I could write it all down and just sing it.
Yeah, I got me back again.
Aurelis says her faith got them through a hard time and they were lucky to recover. She urges people to take the coronavirus seriously as the pandemic continues to tear through the community. For KCBX News, I'm Angel Russell.